it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Well, good morning. It's the 26th of April, 2024. Lots of things happening. And if you're wide awake, you'll see through it. And if you're fast asleep, you wonder what on earth is going on. With the Trump cases that are happening in America right now, this is all part of the awakening to expose the deep state and the cabal, the DOJ, as to how corrupt they really are. Because unless you saw it, you wouldn't believe it. So now you're going to see it. And as I said, if you're awake, you won't be panicking. And if you're asleep, you'll wake up panicking like crazy. What have you got for us, Drew?
First of all, King Charles' health deteriorates as his funeral plans gets updated after the cancer diagnosis. Two horses which bolted in London are in serious condition. London's blood-covered horses and Big Ben stopping are an omen of the end times, probably for the royal family, just saying.
Well, first story of the day, Charlie. I love the ingenuity of the people to get round dodgy rules. The Oklahoma Senate approved a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level. Under the proposed legislation, individuals would be mandated to depart the state within 72 hours of receiving a written order specifying the date and time. Following this, re-entry into the state would be prohibited by the individuals.
You talk about getting around things, Paul? None better than TikTok, that they wanted to ban in America, and within 24 hours, they already had another platform ready to go, which was actually better than the last one. This is all part of the show. This is all part of the awakening.
Scientists warn of a surge in deadly disease as UK braces for an influx of mosquitoes driven by global warming are set to spread to parts of Northern Europe, scientists have warned. Maybe they're setting off another virus via mosquitoes.
They're up to no good non-stop, but I would remind my audience that this is pantomime. We're seeing it all play out. It has to be done this way to wake up the masses. And it has to be exposed this way. It has to be done this way. Otherwise, people just won't get it.
Carrying on from the social media side of things, this week has seen something very strange happen across all social media. Influencers are all starting to report that they are having droves of followers being unfollowed from their platforms. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sure something strange is going on with all of that.
Well, Paul, you and I both know that every time we complain to these platforms about infiltrators, about fake accounts, they don't take down the fake accounts. They remove our followers, our genuine ones. So I think you and I have a pretty good idea of what's going on.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry resigned on Thursday as a new council was sworn in to lead the country's gripped by deadly gang violence. A recent outbreak of violence forced officials to move the ceremony from the National Palace to the outgoing Prime Minister's office. Mr. Henry agreed to step down last month after armed groups blocked his return into the country. Gangs now control most of the capital. They have capitalized on the power vacuum left by the Prime Minister's exit and expanded their own control over the swaths of the country, which has effectively become lawless in places.
Well, for those people who've been watching our show for a while, you'll know that I said 2 to 3 years ago about the corrupt politicians. I've had the file on 370 British MPs that have been involved in paedophilia and child trafficking. We're now seeing that they're not all going to be exposed at once. They're being exposed one by one. And this is very important. This is important because otherwise they'll all hide under each other's shadows. Each one is being exposed one by one. And you can now see it in mainstream media where they're being arrested and charged with paedophilia and child trafficking.
A Thai pension fund has shifted $35 billion of its assets to gold and oil to mitigate geopolitical risks.
The EU's new entry-exit system, EES, is set to launch later this year, requiring fingerprints and facial scans from the UK. Travellers heading to the EU countries, the system aims to create a digital border between EU Schengen area countries and those outside. Replacing manual passport stamping, initial processing will involve capturing fingerprints and facial images.
This is on the back of Drew's Prime story yesterday, so more has come out now. This is a sign of calling people out on social media can backfire. Tommy the lawyer, who originally broke the story on Prime Energy having forever chemicals in them, far more dangerous than they should be. He has had serious backlash. Logan Paul, not taking this lightly, has made a video showing all of the statistics and the levels of all the chemicals in his drinks. He even goes as far as to show the processes by which his drinks are made. They are all within safety margins, and Tommy the lawyer has over-exaggerated them. He has actually had to take down all his Prime videos. I think he was just trying to make a name for himself by making it up.
A lot of people out there doing that, Paul.
Yep.
Quite a few of them are in the truth community.
A New York court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for rape, ordering a new trial in the landmark Me Too case. It was decided Weinstein had not received a fair trial in a 4-3 decision. The ruling by the Court of Appeals, which means a painful chapter in reckoning with sexual misconduct by powerful figures, looked likely to be reopened.
China and Russia have been quietly amassing gold reserves while announcing plans to create a new gold-backed currency, as Charlie has well reported for a long time now. It's aiming to challenge the US dollar's status as the global reserve currency. China's leader, Xi Jinping, declared full control over Hong Kong and hinted at Taiwan being next. I think Taiwan's going to become a big part of what's going to be happening, because the US is responding by pressuring American workers in China to leave and witnessing a mass resignation of American executives and engineers from China's semiconductor industry. This move could significantly impact global semiconductor production, within Taiwan being a key player in the industry.
Meta shares plunged after revealing plans to increase spending on AI technology, resulting in $150 billion drop in the market value. Despite doubling profits in the first quarter and reporting increased revenues, investors showed concern over the company's increased investment in AI and the metaverse. Meta's decision to cut jobs and increase capital expenditure on AI technology and the metaverse led to a drop in share prices despite positive financial result.
I'll tell you what, Charlie, it's going from being about controlling the money, the gold. It's like the next phase is controlling the electronics. Going back to the Baltimore Bridge collapse, it has been confirmed it was a terrorist attack. Charlie, I think you hinted at this last time. The bridge that collapsed in Francis Scott Key in Baltimore has led to the FBI to launch a criminal investigation. The FBI conducted a raid on the container ship Dolly at dawn as part of their investigation. They haven't given us any more details, but Charlie, a little while ago, weren't you reporting on container ships being stopped and searched?
Yeah, we're now finding out the contents of the container, and they're trying to keep it hush-hush. You won't be surprised to find out that it's the largest human trafficking port for Washington, D.C. in the United States.
So was it a terrorist attack, Charlie, or was it a white hat attack?
It was a part of the exposure.
A Slovakian MEP has released a cooing dove into the European Parliament. Miroslav Radakovsky expresses his intention for the bird to serve as a symbol of peace in Europe.
And I'm going to finish with a little bit of fun. The feminist movement was never about empowering women. Girl power. It was all about destroying men. And when women understand that they have a very, very important role in this world, and their important role doesn't involve trying to be masculine. The beauty of feminism is unique, and the beauty of women is unique. It's very important that we learn to understand and to value women for their role in society. They make far better mothers than we do. We're a little bit irresponsible, us men. We're not very good at that sort of nurturing side, but we're very good at putting the rubbish out and doing what men should do. It's very important that we understand each other's roles and respect each other's roles, and don't try and be something we're not. And that was the news on the 26th. This is Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. We'll see you tomorrow on the Insiders Club.
See you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.